This is Passport to Texas. A few years back, we spoke with Parks and Wildlife mammalogist Jonah Evans about increased sightings of black bear in West Texas.
A few years ago during the drought, we had a major boom in bears. And what was happening is when food resources were very low, they started dispersing, looking for other places to make a living. And a lot of those bears came across from those big mountain ranges in Mexico into Texas.
Black bears have, in effect, been absent from West Texas for years. So this was good news, but it didn't persist.
In the years since that big drought and that big dispersal period, 2011 and 2012, we really haven't seen nearly as many bears. And in fact, last year, we only had one bear report from West Texas, not counting Big Bend National Park, where, of course, they have many reports every year.
The big bear boom went bust. But Jonah Evans says that's typical of this natural system of checks and balances.
It's a bit disappointing, but I think it's also a little dose of realism, I guess, that this is probably the way that recolonization is going to happen. I haven't given up on the bears.
Learn more about black bears on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.